People with disabilities often face a range of systemic barriers when it comes to travelling and navigating the aviation industry. According to the Minister for Transport, the Australian government is currently in the process of co-designing 11 initiatives to mitigate these barriers. The Aviation White Paper sets out long-term policies and actions for the future of the Australian aviation industry, including improvements to the sector which would protect the rights of people with disability. Powered Media reporter Emma Myers spoke to Minister for Transport Catherine King about the barriers Australians with disability face at airports.
Well, it can be really mixed. Obviously, we've heard a lot of the stories about access with wheelchairs, particularly on planes themselves, loss and damage of wheelchairs, as well as refusal to actually fly people or you've got to the destination and people have been stuck on the plane because there isn't specific equipment to actually disembark you. So I've certainly heard those. Obviously, not all disabilities are mobility disabilities or visible, so often airports are really busy and stressful places in and of themselves. You're trying to get somewhere quickly, there's a lot of people in movement, often people are, you know, experiencing emotions from joy to sadness to anger to a whole heap of things, and airports themselves weren't really designed for people's sensory experiences. So often there's that as well, not enough places for people to rest, long travel to get to an actual plane in the first place, let alone the other issues that people with disabilities experience just in terms of being able to book to get on a plane in the first place. There was sort of a default policy with only sort of two wheelchairs per plane, which we've stopped, or we've asked to be stopped. I understand they've got timetables and they need to make sure they do earlier pre-boarding, all of those things, but all of that is manageable operationally. So we've really said, look, you know, we think that that sort of default issue really, you know, it's a matter for the airlines, but at the end of the day, that shouldn't be something that is a barrier for people travelling if you've got more than two passengers on a plane booked who need assistance.
How are the new aviation-specific disability standards going? What stage are we at currently?
Yeah, so I actually attended one of the workshops. They're being done in a co-design principle, so with people with disabilities, but also with the industry as well. So there's lived experience of people with disabilities across a whole range of disabilities, as well as the airlines and airports themselves as well, because they've got to work out how do you practically then implement. You know, it's pretty hard to change the design of planes, but what can you do to actually adjust and to improve things? So that's where they're at the moment. They're in design stage, and it was great to have an opportunity to go and have a look at one of these workshops in practice, and everyone was pretty engaged with the issue.
And how will the Australian government ensure that airlines and airports coordinate their actions in assisting people with disability throughout their journey?
So some airports are already doing this. Once you get to the terminal, there are coordinators who are greeting you and taking you through your entire journey, and then at the other end as well. Some airports have been trialling that. That's been working well. But really what the standards do is they say these are the standards that you must comply with. They're in regulation or law, and then the airports and airlines must comply with those. That is part of their operating, is that they actually have to do that.
You would have heard countless stories of discrimination of people specifically with mobility aids and their treatment by airline staff. What mechanisms will be put in place to review and publicly report on industry compliance with the new aviation standards?
No one wants to see an incident like that. There are obviously already provisions under the Disability Discrimination Act, but certainly I think one of the things that, you know, we will need to look at is what the reporting is. So which airlines are doing better, which airports are doing better. What we want to do though is see continuous improvement. What we don't want to do is necessarily beat people about the head. What we want to do is say to the airlines and the airports, you've got an obligation here to meet the standards, to improve what you actually do for people with disabilities. And as I said, it's great to see them starting that and starting the conversations and working their way through that. But the standards really then will be an obligation on them to do. And what I'd like to see is a system of continuous improvement. Will we ever get it so it's so 100% perfect? I don't think any system ever is. There's always going to be breakdowns, but it's what we learn from them and how we change them that's really what I want to see improve within airports and airlines.
What options actions are being considered to strengthen compliance and prevent airlines and airports from denying legally required remedies.
Obviously, when you book an airline ticket, you are entering into a legal contract, and that legal contract will have terms and conditions. It's one of the things we've sort of looked at in the consumer space overall, is that trying to make sure people are aware of the terms and conditions under which the airline has agreed to enter into a contract with you. And that's what it is. It's a legally enforceable contract. And ensuring, you know, if they've breached that in any way, that you have remedies to be able to actually pursue that. You do have that currently under Australian consumer law. You might have action under the Disability Discrimination Act.
Minister for Transport Catherine King there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.